Hello out there to my crown ones. This is Crown Riri and you're listening to the Crown Talk Podcast. On this podcast, I share my life experiences, my crown moments. That's when your heart and your crown aligns to motivate and inspire you to continue to wear your crown regardless how heavy it feels. Please visit crownones.com, crownones_com on Instagram and Crown Ones Facebook group for positive affirmation quotes and daily reminders by me that you are crowned. As always, don't forget your crown and don't forget your crown. Enjoy the show.
Yes.
Yes. Hello.
Okay, we can't do that yet. We have to do crown talk first, and then when we do,
I thought we were.
Oh, okay, this part. Okay, cool.
My bad. I mean, I know how to duplicate.
Okay, cool.
This it? Bro, what are you doing?
We are here.
Yeah.
We are live.
Mm-hmm. We are blessed. Yes.
And highly favored.
You believe in God? Of the Lord. Where are you? What are you doing?
You almost pressed that button for
me. No.
Not yet. Not yet.
The divine spirit is with us. Is
absolutely,
that better?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
I read that from my book. See?
The divine spirit?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a reminder of that.
Okay. Cool, cool.
So this is Crown Talk?
This is Crown Talk. Yes. This is Crown Talk.
Hold on. This is the last episode of the season. I'm excited. Yay. I have to give a big thank you to my friend and my accountability for just pushing me to make this happen. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
No problem at all.
And I haven't seen my friend in 2 months and a week. Because we saw each other at the art district, is what I call it.
That ain't been 2 months, has it?
It hasn't. I said 2 months and a week.
So. Okay, cool. Well, been too long.
That was a month ago.
Yeah.
Good grief. Time will go by so fast.
Time. I still remember it was October.
Yeah.
We're literally in December.
December the 7th, I was like, I know a month ago we had turned our clocks back. It's like it's been forever. I still don't like it.
Yeah.
If you leave your house at 3, you have to cut all your house lights. Because when you come back,
it's going to be dark.
It's going to be dark. Yeah,
absolutely.
I do this thing where I have to grab all my bags when I get out of the car. And I forgot to cut my lights on and I was walking around in the dark.
Mm.
With 8 bags in one arm. Mm. So it doesn't make no sense.
Please don't do that, with your friend.
I forgot to call on my house lights. And I'm saying, we saving daylight? How?
Yeah. I mean, it's saving it all right. The sun only be up for 2 hours.
I'm like, sis ain't even coming out anymore.
Right. As soon as you look up, it's 3 o'clock, and then next thing you know, it's 5:45.
Yes. And this weekend was gloomy and depressing.
Oh my God, yes.
It was so sad outside.
Because I went and ran errands on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I left the house. I thought I left the house at 11 or 12.
Uh-huh.
I got in the car, it was 2 o'clock. I was like, shh.
Yeah, the
post office was closed. I was like, damn, dog, that shit crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then when I got home and sat down for two minutes.
Mm-hmm. It was 8 o'clock?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Makes sense. So, yes, this is Crown Talk.
This is Crown Talk, yes. And no problem, friend, on the accountability. We made it. We made it to the end of the season.
Yes.
Yes.
So, this will be really quick because I am super excited because I completed school.
Mm-hmm. Yay. Round of a mother effing applause.
Bitches. Yes. My last grade posted today, so I'm letting it sink in. But I am just so excited for myself.
Yeah.
And learn how to celebrate myself.
Indeed.
So, it's been a nice. I told my mom, I was like, if I learn anything, it's to embrace my anxiety and the fear and just go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how the process took what?
A year and a half.
A year and a half?
Yeah, just about.
Did it seem long for you?
At the beginning, yes. I think everything was new, and I was trying to get the schedule. And when I told people I was doing 3 classes, that freaked them out, so it freaked me out, which I was I have to keep certain things to myself, so I'll be calm.
Right.
I know they got freaked out of love.
Mm-hmm.
Not me wanting to disappoint myself, but I knew internally I was motivated to do that. So, so yeah, at the beginning it was, I was like, oh my gosh, this is
new. Yeah.
Yeah. But as time went by, it was like, oh, okay.
Damn, man, like a year and a half.
Wow. Yeah, because it was August around that time. And I was like, I think I want to go to school. And I announced it on my show. So, yeah, that was when I took my break and everything.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yes, I will have an AA, so. Yes.
Did you get the email and all that stuff?
Not yet.
Because you should send your email and be like, all right, you're a candidate of getting your, degree and all this other stuff.
Well, the grade's posted today.
Okay. You'll probably get it like next week.
I've been checking all day.
Okay, cool.
I did get my acceptance letter for my bachelor's, so that works out. So yeah, this
is a lot of goddamn winning over here.
It is. I'm like, really?
Jesus, it's a lot of winning.
Which I can sign my papers tomorrow. So yay!
Yeah, man. It's a lot of winning, friend. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Damn.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just sitting here. I'm just.
You're doing what I'm doing.
I'm just sitting here, like, reflecting, like, damn, like, I remember when you was like, yeah, I remember all this shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. And I would tell my crowns out there to surround yourself with a small village of people that you know are going to just, like, motivate you.
With you with no pro- yeah.
Yeah. And not question what you're doing, but just question how you are, why you're doing. These are my bars. Question what you're doing while you're doing it. Question you as a person. Make my friend would just check on me and say, are you, how's school? And then like three paragraphs later, I was like, it's good. So yes, especially students and school and balancing life and yeah, everything. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, friend. And on this journey, I learned a lot about peace and boundaries as well.
Peace and boundaries.
Yes. Also, I learned that being in college, a lot of things on the internet are not true.
It's what we call fake news.
Yes. A lot of things are not fact-based at all. Yeah. I also learned that my comments that I look for are from my professors, nobody else. Some people comments really don't matter. Mm-hmm. It's not going to get you anywhere. Mm-hmm. So.
Nowhere.
So yeah, those are kind of things I learned, which I'll take with me. And I fell in love with reading, like, to the core. Mm-hmm. I literally am trying to start my friend in the library.
And I will say, going into the bachelor part is going to be a lot easier. Mm-hmm. No, I won't say a lot easier, but you being your studies.
Yes, I actually was getting highly excited when I look at, like, the names of the classes. I was like,
all that shit is dealing with your degree.
Yeah, so I want to get my bachelor's in human services. I want to figure out how to service humans because I think we lost that, I don't know, like 10 years ago?
Probably longer than that, 20 right. years.
And I think like around COVID, like we were trying to get it back and then the world opened back up and it was like, got niggas on y'all.
Right. All the band concerts coming out, they like, boy, they like, nah, we open today.
Yeah. Yeah, so I feel like with the world reopening and society's going back to the normal no humanity or empathy on people. I want to learn how to service humans. So yes.
It's beautiful, friend.
So those
beautiful.
Are some things that I learned. So I just want to talk about real quickly what I'm taking with me in 2023. Again, the boundaries and the peace. I learned so much about. And even I think in our episodes that we talked about a lot of boundaries and, you know, giving us some advice, the solitude, finding your joy, which is like my thing now. Whatever I do, which I'm bringing into 2023, is like whatever I can surround myself with joy, that's what I'm going to do. Because the way that the world is set up outside of me, there is no, like, it's hard to find joy. Mm-hmm. Like people attach themselves to trauma so fast, but not really like with joy. And so to protect me and my anxiety and my mind and my crown, I will carry Joe with me for 2023. So, yes. Friend, what is one thing you're taking with you? I have another thing, but I want to take this shit.
What am I going
to
take with me? Just believing in myself for sure. Not saying I didn't believe in myself before, but I just activated this other type of believing.
Cool.
So yeah, I'm definitely taking that. Like, I'm not really waiting on nobody to nobody to validate me for sure.
Okay.
Like I'm definitely taking that to 2023.
I like that.
Yeah.
I think as natural beings, we seek validation until we get older and realize that we don't maybe not need it as much.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a healthy balance with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all should be expecting something, even if it's little. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's just like that small piece.
Yeah.
Yeah. Regardless if it's from a friend, family, loved one, or whatever.
Yes.
It should come because it does help us in the journeys that we take.
Yes, it's like a natural thing.
Absolutely, yeah. So naturally, you're going to definitely want something, even if it's from a dog or from a piece of candy, whatever. We're going to want that. But like, waiting around for a job to tell me that... And that's another thing, too, and we move forward. But I like creating that... the space and the things that I want. And I'm learning not really the hard way, I'm learning to accept that part. Like, Pete, you're just going to be a creating ass guy.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to create the spaces and the things that you want. Can't really worry about nobody else because nobody else is going to really give it to you.
That's a good notion to have because some people are not there yet. So that's good.
Yeah, it is. I rock with it.
And you are really good at creating space for people and creating your own space.
I appreciate it.
Of course, I tell everyone that my friend is like the best producer that I know.
Oh,
I constantly say that because I understand that producers are overlooked for some reason. I don't know why.
And that's crazy because...
they're literally cutting on the power cord.
Right. And that's because... well, it's crazy because I feel like I want to be that in somebody else's space. And it's like, Pete, you have done it in your own space.
You're my space.
Multiple times. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. It's like, embrace the people that allow that and appreciate that. So
yes,
shouts out to my friend Riri.
No problem.
For giving me that reassurance. Oh, I love it.
That's what I'm here. I'm the village. A village. A part of the village. Yes. So another thing I wanted to take with me, which I don't really talk a lot about because I have no idea the definition of it until I read Bell Hook's All About Love book, is taking love with me for next year. Yes, the love that I knew in my 20s, I don't want that in my 30s going into my 40s. And so I have to redefine love myself and then set my boundaries according to that definition of it. So yes, before my friend came, I was reading her book, which I can like spiritually hug her because the stuff that she was saying was like on point. Mm-hmm. And it's not about relationships because I always talk about how I don't give relationship advice to people because I can't tell you how to love your stranger. I know social media is full of relationship advice people, but from her book, most relationship advice is coming from men that are receiving love, and then relationship advice from women are women who have not received love but have to figure out how to do self-love. So like, to me, there's like this unbalance. She talks about that and like the patriarchy, and she doesn't bash men, which I love because I don't bash men. She's just trying to find like that equality of what love is to every gender. That makes sense. So yeah, so I'm taking love with me. Like I said, I think like a couple of weeks ago, I was reading another book, just all of my books, and it was talking about like love loves no one, and that really stuck with me because sometimes like we think that when we love somebody, our expectations are attached, our disappointment is attached, and it's like, I love you, like, oh, do what I tell you to do, and it doesn't work that way. So yes, and again, when I was in my 20s and I thought I was in love, it probably was not love. It was not love. At all. I was like, I thought love was like an R&B song. Like The Ride and Die. You know, back then it was like, I'm a ride for you.
Right.
Like DMX, like.
Right.
Eve, like, I don't know, like Neo Soul Love. And it's like, no, that is a song. So yes, going into 2023, I am going to put myself on a journey to really define what love is for me. First of all, I will say that there are two quotes from her book that I just wrote down that I wanted to share.
Okay, so
the first one is, okay, this is her definition, which actually comes from a book called A Road Less Traveled. And it says that The will, love is the will to extend oneself for the purpose of nurturing one's own or another's spiritual growth. Which I think is like beautiful. There's like no, I'm gonna love you like forever. Just that. And then her quote is, "You can never love anybody if you're unable to love yourself," which we hear all the time. But she really like defines like what that really means. Mm-hmm. And then she adds, "Do not expect to receive the love from someone else you don't give for to yourself." Which is really, like, hit me. Because we have, like, this expectation of what love is from somebody else. But we're not giving it to ourselves. My friend is in thought. Exactly, friend! Yes.
One more time for the people in the back.
Sure. Do not expect to receive the love from someone else you are not giving to yourself. Hmm. Which, my counselor told me to like start sending flowers to myself, because how can I have anybody else expect me to send flowers to me if I'm not doing it for myself? And my friend is in a botany room. Like, I love flowers. Mm-hmm. Like, doing like little things for yourself, that way you know how it feels to have it, and then it's not surprising someone do it for you. If anything, they're going to add on to it. Mm-hmm. This is not relationship advice. This is like self-care love stuff. But yes, like, don't expect this hierarchy of love when you're not even loving yourself. And I really have like a love-hate relationship with the word expectation, but in this case, like, that's what it is. It's like, so yes. And that's coming from any type of like relationship with family, friends, strangers, like, mm-hmm. whatever ship you're on, you mm-hmm. can't have that high expectation. Yeah, and you're not doing it for yourself. In the words of Coolio, don't help me if you can't help yourself. You better take a lap. R.I.P. Coolio. Mm-hmm. Which I literally like say it to myself like randomly sometimes. But it's the truth. Like, how can you love or have the expectation when you're not even pushing it for yourself? So, yes. That's why I was... I started reading it today and I was like on chapter 8 by the time you came here. And I was like, I cannot put this down. But yeah, so which I feel like I'm going to be reading it again just to go over everything. I'm looking for something. 1 second. So yeah, so Bell Hooks, she actually passed away December the 5th. Oh, wow. A year ago.
Yeah,
December
the 15th. Yeah, I was, that's what I was looking up. I was like, she passed away last.
So yeah. She literally gave me like a spiritual hug, I believe. if I'm reading her book. I remember when she passed, like, the literary world was, like, really heartbroken. I never had read one of her books until now, and I feel like I just need to get all her books as a reader. And, like, again, I honestly don't know what the definition of love is. I don't know. It's growing up as a child, like, we were taught to automatically love our parents, to automatically, like, love, like, our family. But strangers is, like, a whole different thing. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I am on that journey. Mm-hmm. Not to say that I'm gonna get married like in 2 weeks or whatever. No. I'm like, good.
Not at all.
Not at all. So yes, I just wanted to share that with everyone. I know a lot of times at the end of the year we see posts of people saying what they're leaving behind in 2022. But I always think about like what I'm gonna take with me going into the next year. Because if you set your boundaries right, and if you protect your peace and find your joy, there's not too much that you would not want to take with you the next year, if you think about it. Mm-hmm. And then if you really, really call your friends, you wouldn't be trying to cut everybody off before midnight, December the 31st. Yeah, so that's just me, though.
Right.
I mean, I never had to, like, cut a friend off before.
I have.
I don't think I had to. I think this just dropped off.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I've had a cut.
Was it for the new year?
Well, no. I mean, it was.
I thought you could do it anytime within the year. That's
what I'm saying. I probably did that shit like April. Oh,
okay. By the summer came around, you were good.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't had to worry about New Year's. Yeah.
Yeah. And a reminder of that too. Like, you don't have to wait till like the next year to do something new. Every day is a new day.
Every day is a new day.
Yeah.
Every day is a new day.
Every day. Yep. So yeah, that was my crown talk meeting moment. Yes, and again, I just wanted to share that I am completed with school. And I'm excited to learn about this thing called love in the perspective of self-care first, but yeah.
Oh, Lord. There we go.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm okay.
Okay.
I had a volume. Are we recording?
Okay.
We are recording, damn it. Trust that.
I know.
Yeah. Good stuff, friend.
Thank you.
Good stuff to carry over to the 2023.
Yes, I like it. Oh, God, that book is so good. Yeah. But yes, I'll probably be doing a book review next week. And like I said, carrying it with me to 2023. Because nobody talks about love anymore. It's all about, like, everything but that. Yeah. So that is my Crown Talk mini moment. Again, thank you to everyone who listened to this season. I definitely appreciate it. Thank you to my friend again, Mr. Al P. Yep. Let me tell you the joy that I had when I saw my friend at
that was some big joy. That
somebody's was camera big, should have been on.
It was like big,
but it was
big
so
joy.
Genuine because I haven't seen my friend in 2 months.
Forever, yeah.
I think I scared him when I came around the corner.
I'm like, what? Like. And I would have had the same way if I was actually at my station with you. Yeah.
Well, it was so funny because Aaron was like, he's not here. And I was like, I can't even see you. But I was going to go see my friend. Right. I was like, I'm here to see you, but I will go see my friend. See,
yeah.
So,
I
but
appreciate
yeah.
it, friend.
And thank you to all the artists out there that were so welcoming to their studios. Like, I love going to that.
The open studio joint?
Yes. Yeah, it's so nice.
I tell them all the time, like, I wish we could do it. Y'all could do it twice a year or something.
Yeah.
Because it's like the coolest stuff. So
it is. Mm-hmm. Love it. So thank you again for listening. Please check out crownwomans.com. There will be new content on there because I'm not starting school to the end of January to work on what I love, which is crownwomans.com. So a lot of new content will be coming out. I actually took some days off from work to work on
crownwomans.com. Very nice.
My job gave us a mental health day, and I was like, I need to take that for them. Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, when you get like 4 or 5 emails, and you just clocked in, yeah. You're like, yeah, I gotta go.
And you gotta use it before 2023?
You can carry it over, but I would prefer to use it now.
Right.
Because I'm at that point where I'm like, what would y'all do if I wasn't here? I don't need to be here today. So, yeah. You'd be like, this, I just got here.
Right. Take it, friend. Yes. Unlike your friend over here.
Oh, no, friend. I'll do that. Also, 2023, I will be correcting my name on all emails or notes or statuses. Y'all can put the apostrophe in my name.
Oh, they don't do it?
And capitalize the B. No, they do not. But it's okay. Because my diploma will show it. So, that's all I meant.
Man, talk that crown, talk that.
Talk to me nice.
Talk to me nice.
Friend,
love it.
Have anything to end with?
No, I don't have anything. I just appreciate everybody listening to the Crown Talk podcast. This is information that you can listen to throughout the year. Mm-hmm. You can take it into 2023. You can share with your folks. Mm-hmm. All that good stuff. But thank you, everybody who hit play, who reshares the content, all that
thank
stuff.
You.
Yeah, man. It's dope, man.
Thank
it's
you.
Dope. It's dope. I'm happy for my friend
because
she did a finale on her, you know, on this season.
I did.
And she got a damn degree, so.
I am, yeah.
God damn it, dog. Automatic winning right there, so that's all I got to say about it.
Crown is there. I am such a queen.
That crown is existing very well. It's,
yes.
It's like sitting like, ain't nobody going to mess with this.
Yeah, thank you.
I love it.
Thanks. Alrighty, well, we're out of here. I asked my friend to play one of my favorite songs that got me throughout the year. And one of my favorite rappers, Kendrick Lamar, song Savior. Yeah. Baby Keem is set up for life. Do you hear me? Beach, are you happy for me? Millie, are you there's gonna be some haters out there. I don't know who they are, but be happy for me.
They better stay away from you. Right there. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. My crown covers all this.
Absolutely. Vaccine mark of the beast. Then he caught COVID and prayed to Pfizer for relief. Then I caught COVID and started to question Kyrie. Will I stay organic or hurt in this bed for 2 weeks? Do you want peace?
not just in the street. One protest for you.
Thank you once again for pressing play and listening to the Crown Talk podcast. Hope this episode and every episode inspired you to be a greater crown individual and not to take your crown moments for granted. This episode was produced by Mr. Al Pete. Please visit MrAlPete.com and MPNLLC.com to listen to Mr. Al Pete's podcast and other cool adults in the MPN neighborhood. Please visit and subscribe to CrownOnes.com. Please follow CrownOnes_COM on Instagram and CrownOnes Facebook group to stay current on new episodes and new blog posts by me or other featured bloggers. Don't forget you are crowned, and don't forget your crown. Thank you.